Sandy Finnegan sat in the D row, the fourth row of comedian Carrot Top's comedy show at the Luxor, the famed Las Vegas casino. Shaped like a pyramid, it shot out a beam of light aimed for the heavens. Next to her, her son, Brett. Sandy brought her son to the show as a way to take his mind off the events that occurred in Connecticut. The Las Vegas trip was also her opportunity to visit several family members who resided in Henderson, Nevada, just outside of the famous strip.
"He's so funny!"
Brett exclaimed gleefully as Sandy looked at her son, happy to see a smile on his face. Carrot Top walked into the crowd and for some reason took aim at Brett, walking over to the boy.
"What's yours? Is your name Brett?"
he asked. Sandy looked up at him, not understanding why the comic would know her son's name.
"Yes," Brett said. "How did you know that?"
The comedian looked blankly at Brett, not knowing how to respond. The crowd, with smiles on their faces, had suddenly looked curiously at Carrot Top, a bit confused.
"To tell you the truth, Brett, I don't really know."
Carrot Top stood up straight and looked at the crowd, realizing he was losing them a little, as he tried to understand himself why he knew this boy's name, and why he'd been compelled to walk over to him. He seemed a bit dazed as he looked at the crowd that almost appeared to spin a little. He then turned to his right, walking towards stage right, as he remained among the crowd. His eyes caught several men, all in suits, and very out of place. Members of the Niccolo crime family sat and stared down Carrot Top. The comedian got a sense that there was something happening in his theater that he couldn't understand. Whatever it wasn't funny. He walked back towards the boy and his mother.
"I don't know why I'm telling you this,"
the comic said as he leaned down, whispering towards Sandy.
"But you both need to leave. Now."
Carrot Top shot back up, seemingly returning to perfect form, as though he had just snapped out of a trance that the entire audience had just witnessed. The comedian seemed to be the only person oblivious to what had just happened.
"Back to the stage,"
he said as he walked back towards it. The crowd apparently thought this was all part of the show. As the Niccolo family watched the comedian, briefly looking at each other, as they wondered what just happened, none of them noticed that both Sandy and Brett had both left the theater. The comic began a routine about the food content in country music lyrics before the Niccolo family members noticed that Sandy and Brett had left the theater, immediately bolting the theater in search of the two. A security member of the Luxor, whom witnessed as a non-participant of neither the show nor the audience, watched both Sandy and Brett and the Niccolo's sudden rush to leave the theater when noticing the two had left, and began speaking into what appeared to be a microphone on his jacket.
"This is Dale at Post D1, and I think something is happening in the casino. I'm not sure what it is, but it doesn't seem to be right. Something was off in CT's theater, and now I think the problem may be in the casino."
"What's the problem?"
a voice responded over the walkie-talkie on the man's jacket.
"I don't know, but I know there is one."
Outside of the front of the theater, it appeared as though security guards appeared out of nowhere, more than a dozen of them, looking around for the problem Dale had just transmitted. As the Niccolo family members rolled down the escalator, several other security guards ran by them, heading up towards the theater, not realizing that several of the biggest problems ever to walk into the casino had just passed by them. Fortunately for the casino, it wasn't their problem. The same did not apply to Sandra.